This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I don't feel no ways tired.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. I don't feel no ways tired, but Sean Spicer certainly does. That's right. You want to know why? Because he's on the outs. He's going to be gone. I'm predicting this.
I don't know why.
Just because I have a gut feel. I believe that when Sean Spicer had his run-in with April Ryan, that was a career-limiting move. Because Donald Trump doesn't like people that show weakness, that apologize for things. You don't apologize to the press. You put your foot on their neck and you press down. That's what Sean Spicer did. Oh, I didn't mean to be so insensitive, blah, blah, blah. So he goes on vacation. He's had a couple of flub-ups. He goes on vacation, and then he comes back, and the rumors start to fly. And the rumors are legit. And here's the thing, the other thing, forget what I was going to say a second ago. The fact is, Donald Trump doesn't look at these positions as like permanent. You get him through a crisis period, and you're the right person for the job at that time. But if somebody comes along that's better, or he perceives to be better, that he feels like will have his back in a different way, or that meets a political strategy, you're out. And let me tell you, Donald Trump will pick a female press secretary this time around. Undoubtedly. Female press secretary. The rumor is it's Tiffany Guilfoyle. Kimberly Guilfoyle. Which I have to say, Kimberly is one of the nicest people on the planet. Super nice. I hope she gets it. Last time I saw Kimberly Guilfoyle in person, we were doing an event for Fox at the Republican convention, and it was a Fox party. And I go in, I bring friends, I go in, and the minute Kimberly sees me, she says, with this big smile, "Hey, Kevin!" And I said, "Hey, Kimberly, how you doing?" She looked great. She really did. She looked great. Now, look, to each his own, but I think Kimberly Guilfoyle's a cute girl. I think, Fox didn't pick her just for her brain, even though she is smart. But I'm telling you, I don't know whether he picks her because they said it was going to be Heather Nauert, I think is the way they pronounce her name. Heather, beautiful lady, knows what she's talking about. Don't know. But it'll be a woman because Trump strategically is thinking, he's pulling the Gaddafi. He's got his daughter, who's a smart girl. He's got Kellyanne. And I don't know what she's doing, but I don't know where she's going to fit in the scheme of things. He's got Omarosa. He's pulling a Gaddafi. He's going to have this group of women who are very accomplished, and he's going to force the left to have to prove that they care about gender. And this is what I believe will happen. I don't know who else he'll put in the circle of trust, but I'm telling you, he's going to add a bunch of women. And they're going to be sharp, smart. They're going to be practically bulletproof. And he's going to empower them to say, I have your back. You do what you need to do. You say what you need to say. And that's going to be formidable. I can't wait, personally. See, Trump makes it tough on people because I said this during the primary. Or when he was running, not even just it was the primary. I said, I'm not talking about when he was running just against Hillary. I guess that's what I want to be clear about. But I said, Donald Trump is not, he doesn't clearly, when he says something, people go, "Well, he said such and such." And you go, no, he didn't. He didn't finish the thought, but he was going in this direction. And you can see why he looks at you as saying, "You've misinterpreted me." I went back and looked at like five places where they talked about, you know, he said this, and I'd go, no, he was alluding to that, but this is what, or, you know, he said this, but he was alluding to this, and you just have to, he didn't finish the thought. A lot of, here's what, the reason why I speak that language. I've been around a lot of brilliant people, CEOs like Trump. They all do that. They think faster than their mouths will allow them to say it. So they're saying it thinking this is very clear. In their mind, it's clear. The words come out, but they don't correlate necessarily. So generally speaking, they have a wing man or a wing person that will come along and go, well, let's just be very clear about what the meaning was here. And that's what the press secretary is supposed to be. And Trump knows that there's a bit of ambiguity in the way that he talks. It's been, I'll tell you, my personal feeling, he's learned to make that part of what he does. It's worked well for him in business, and it's proven successful, quite honestly, even in his presidency. So despite this lack of clarity that Trump has from time to time, he wants a press secretary that'll roll with the punches. Come on, baby. Now, roll with the punches mean you don't take as many hits, because the punch barely misses your face as you roll with it. And that's when it comes back, you're ducking it, you're rolling, yeah. And when it comes to the press secretary and any other role within the administration, let me tell you what Trump's looking for. Because I'll tell you how I know, it's the same thing I look for when people volunteer to help us or jump on a project. I want you to dazzle me. I want you to know more than I know. I want you to bring more to the party than I could think of on my own. I want you thinking so far ahead of me that I don't feel like I can do this job without getting your counsel. Because I'm already going to be I'm a pretty good thinker. So if you can get ahead of me, it means I've chosen a great person for the job. Donald Trump wants that in his press secretary. He doesn't want somebody who creates more work, ergo controversy, by their inability to put the media in its place. And Trump even suggested in his interview with Judge Jeanine that I'll do these press briefings myself. Now, that idea may be a little red meat for Trump supporters, but it's not a good idea. The press secretary is the wingman, provides the buffer zone between the president and the press. And the president should appear only to reinforce the spanking by his press secretary of the media. So that's why Spicer's struggling. And I'm going to tell you something else. Trump's going to cull the herd. It doesn't matter whether it's, you know, Spicer this time, or it's Bannon, or it's Priebus, or whomever. He will cull the herd all the time. You want to know why? He only wants the best breeding stock. He's not going to let losers get through like Anthony Weiner or Barack Obama. He only wants the best. So get used to this. This is nothing new. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Yesterday, I got a call from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money.
Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. If you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes, call now for a free and confidential tax debt analysis. Call Coast One now for a free consultation at 800-643-4661 now. 800-643-4661. That's 800-643-4661.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Radio show.
Did you finally join the workforce and long for the days of unlimited hot pockets in mom's basement? Then you need Obama Butt Balm. Our patented, easy-to-use applicator guarantees that you'll never spend another minute bent over your mother's knee while she applies Desitin to your tush liberally. For a risk-free sample, just dial 1-800-BUTT-HURT. That's 1-800. Butthurt. Always remember to apply Obama Butt Balm. Liberally.
All right, I'm always happy to bring you guys public service announcements of products out there that can help the liberals with their angst. Ah, feels good. And I've never had to use Obama butt balm. But for those of you who know people that need it, you will be able to offer this to them very soon. Along with, there's another product that we sell. It's called a Certificate of Forgiveness. And we're going to make it very well known. It's funny. People say, Kevin, where's your Certificate of Forgiveness? And I go, oh, geez. And we have to actually look it up. But people buy the Certificate of Forgiveness and they give it to leftists because it's me, Kevin Jackson, authenticated black man. Got my check mark and everything. And I absolve your white liberal, white privilegey friends of their guilt. So you can say to them, hey, you no longer have to kowtow to the man, to the black man, just by having this certificate. It's on parchment paper. It's beautiful. They should frame it, stick it in their offices, and let people know that they have it. You as well. If you want to have a conversation piece, when you're, you know, having a cocktail with friends, cocktail party, just bring them into the office, show them that you know, say something. Say something racist. And then when they look at you crazy, point up at your certificate of forgiveness and say, no. I'm forgiven. I can talk about these things that you see as racist. They're no longer that way because I have this. And it'll be a conversation piece. Anyway, here's a conversation piece that Barack Obama doesn't want people to know about. He wrote an essay in 1991. And let me tell you, I would have loved for the Trump campaign to have this essay prior to, you know, the whole thing. I mean, I don't know how big of a difference it would have made because he beat the crap out of Hillary Clinton anyway. But to find out that Barack Obama's American dream involved Donald Trump was amazing. He was a student at Harvard Law School. And Obama wrote an essay titled Race and Rights Rhetoric, in which he described the American mindset as a continuing normative commitment to the ideals of individual freedom and mobility, values that extend far beyond the issue of race in the American mind. Those are his words. Then he wrote this: the depth of this commitment may be summarily dismissed as the unfounded optimism of the average American. I may not be Donald Trump now, but just you wait. If I don't make it, my children will, Obama wrote. What? Barack Obama is recognizing Donald Trump. Huh. I bet you leftists let me tell you, this revelation has to make them go, what? Are they going to rethink what they believe about Barack Obama? Are they going to rethink, here's a better question, are they going to rethink what they believe about Donald Trump? Barack Obama idolizing Donald Trump. If I can't be Trump, maybe my kids can be. Maybe my kids. Hey, here's the deal. Maybe they worked it backwards. See, Barack Obama he was poor, he became president. Donald Trump was rich, became president. Maybe now Barack Obama's going to try to become rich. Oh, that's right, he already is. Not as rich as Trump. Unbelievable he wrote that. This has got to shake the foundation of the left. I'm just saying, if you know a leftist, let them know and just try it out and then give me a call because I'd like to know what their thoughts were. The number here is 844-551-8255. Tell a leftist that Donald Trump was the idol. He was the litmus test for Barack Obama in his 1991 paper. So think about this. 2008, Barack Obama became president. So, what are we talking about? 1998, 1991. So not even two decades earlier, Barack Obama is talking about Donald Trump in an amazing way. Harvard Law writing a paper involving Donald Trump. Obama went on to argue that black Americans should, quote, shift away from rights rhetoric and towards the language of opportunity. He knew that black folks in 1991, he wrote about black folks and he said, y'all ain't nothing but about rights. And all you need to stop with that, and you need to start shifting your focus into the opportunity. The very opportunity that Barack Obama himself was a part of, was living. He was living a dream. Now, let me tell you, do you think that Barack Obama is happy this paper has surfaced? Is it any wonder why they don't want to bring any stuff out about this guy? Jeez, he's praising the principles by which we live by. And he's using Donald Trump, a guy that he claims he hates. So what exactly happened between 1991 and 2016 for Donald Trump, for Barack Obama to suddenly hate Donald Trump? Nothing. Trump got richer. He got smarter. Obama's now, and think about this too. This is the probably maybe the worst part of all of this. I don't know. You have to. It's a lot of bad stuff here. But he, at the time, recognized that black folks were using the wrong things to talk about. He recognized that, you know, this isn't the way for us to get things done. And suddenly, when Barack Obama became president, he seemed to have forgotten all about that, and he pushed a made-up race war. He became the biggest race pimp in America, caused the biggest divide between white and black that we've seen in decades. And he's also spearheading the loathing of Donald Trump. What do you think would happen if Barack Obama said, look, guys, we may disagree with Donald Trump philosophically or whatever, but we've got to give him a chance the same way you guys gave me a chance? What if he came out and actually acted presidential for once, as opposed to his backstabbing way of what he normally does things, as he continues to pander to the left and all the nonsense of what they're doing? Not because he believes in it, because he wrote about what he believed in that paper, but because he knows that's where the money is. That's how he stays on top.
Jackson Radio Show.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. preparewithgcn.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000,
$1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
You should have thought about this before you punch your landlord while you got the laryngitis.
I guess it's just no music tonight, boss.
Mulhiggy! People come here to dance erotically! I ain't got no music. I ain't got no nightclub.
Excuse me. I play a little.
I don't know how to tell you this, boy. You're white. This crowd will eat you alive.
I've been watching Mr. Shad every night. I know all the songs. It'll be the same show. It'll be just like Bobby Shad and the Bad Men, only be me tonight.
But I ain't got no other choice.
Scared? Little? Just lay down exactly like Bobby does.
Good evening. We're Bobby Shad and the Bad Men. I'm Dewey Cox. Bobby Shad couldn't be here tonight, so I'm going to do his show for you. And I hope you enjoy it. This first song we're fitting to do is, it's about, it's about when your woman catches you. You know, she catches you running around town, getting into all kind of strange.
This is racially insensitive.
And she says, son, get your lazy two-time Negro up out of here. And you say to her,
you got the love, you Negro man. 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 You got the love, love.
Is he playing Negro man?
He is playing Negro man.
Everybody, welcome back. You got to love the Negro man. Woo! That's right, Kevin Jackson, full-fledged Negro. Well, not 100%, you know, but I don't know. Yeah, I'm guessing, but roughly, I'm going to say 88%, give or take. And I'm going to do my DNA, and I'm going to do it on the radio so you guys know exactly what I am. I don't want any ambiguity. Because, see, I know I got white folk in me, the Clasbys. We had our family reunion, and we found out that we were on the plantation of a white man named Clasby, and he apparently had his way with one of our ancestors. So our half-black Clasby is who came over, et cetera, et cetera. And the rest is history. So anyway, I'm part Clasby, and then we've gone down to Woolrich and Jackson and a host of other stuff. But I'm mostly Negro man. Ooh, you got to love the Negro man. Hey, I know I'm up in KYKN in Salem, Oregon, and here's a story that may impact my good friends up there. What's up, Gator? Haven't heard from Gator in a while.
the PD program director at that station, but he's a great guy. Anyway, an Oregon bar by the name of Pay Dirt is being made to pay bigly because of what it placed at the bottom of one of its receipts. Not just one, all of its receipts. And here's what it said. It said, punch Steve Bannon, get free whiskey for life. Yet again, leftist in Oregon, not KYKN, these are some good, solid conservative folk up there, but the rest of those people that refuse to go listen to me on KYKN, to heck with you, because you're a bunch of liberals, a bunch of leftists, and we know who you are, and many of you apparently go to the pay dirt bar, and he's condoning violence, the owner of this bar. Here's what he says, don't know you. Oh, no, this is people responding back. Don't know you well, but I'd say this has your name all over it. Pay Dirt Bar in Portland, Oregon makes epic offer. This came from a lady named Susan Collins. The establishment, folks, is in Portland, Oregon. It's been extending this offer for 5 months to sock Steve Bannon in the lips. And the word started spreading online about this dude is condoning violence. Now, if you think that the leftists were all up in arms up in here because of the owner of Pay Dirt in Portland, Oregon, condoning violence against a guy who's not condoning violence against them, Bannon's done nothing to them. Well, you would be able to hear a mouse pee on cotton in a church on a Saturday. Maybe at midnight. So they said nothing. They don't care because the left are a violent group for 5 months. And somebody finally saw it. Maybe a conservative happened to be into Pay Dirt. Well, anyway, it didn't go very well. The word spread and the Pay Dirt began receiving death threats. This led the owner, his name is Ezra Karif, to alter the bottom of the receipt, punch nothing, get free whiskey for life. Now, he's apparently saying punch anything. Just go punch anybody, punch a kangaroo in the face. Maybe he'll do kangaroo fighting in the bar. I don't know. But he now took off Steve Bannon's name. Punch blank and get free whiskey for life. I'd go in there. I'd take one of my buddies. I'd punch him. And I'd say, here, he's punched me. I punched him. Then I'd have him punch me back. Just, you know, turnabout's fair play. And I'd say, where's our free whiskey for life? And I don't want the rot gut. I want the good stuff. And then we'd go there all the time and we'd drink. Yeah, we'd just drink. We'd pour it out. Take it to the bathroom, pour it out. And if he didn't give it to me, I'd sue him. Yeah, here's what he had to say. I have an inbox full of threatening emails, so I decided to edit it until the Pepes chilled out. He calls us Pepes. See, here's a guy. He condones violence against a person. Then suddenly, the violence comes back on him. Somebody says, well, okay, fine. How about we just come up there and burn you down? Oh, the Pepes have threatened me. No, you started it. He says, we should chill. He says, I just set our Twitter account to private because I couldn't keep up with all the people that says they're going to burn me alive at the bar. Good times. Yeah. They said the bartenders have been bombarded with phone calls. They've left them unanswered. He says, and then one of the bartenders says, I decided to pick it up. And says the guy's going to slap the crap out of him, but he used a different word. Guy says he's going to slap him. Good for him. See, this is what the left does. Don't misunderstand me, folks. I get it. People get mad because of politics. Let me tell you something I hate. I hate going to any coffee shop except my buddy's coffee shops in Austin, Texas. One of my best friends, he and his brother own two coffee shops. Nice. Conservatives. But most of the coffee shops, I don't know why, are run by leftists. I hate going to Starbucks, but occasionally you're forced to because you can't go find the little, you know, rinky-dink one. And then if you go find a rinky-dink coffee shop, guess what? It's owned by a bunch of leftists. But anyway, you can't go. The point I'm making is this. There are many of these businesses you're forced to go to, and you know they're run by liberals. But what are you going to do? Well, you can certainly make a decision if you want to go to the pay dirt if you live in Oregon. I hope you don't, too, by the way. But these guys condone their violence. They don't like what we do. And you can, as a proprietor, you can do whatever you choose to do at your establishment. But why would you want to offend a bunch of people? Look, I get it. If you got a neighborhood bar and it's the same folks, you're up in Boston and you got your little neighborhood deal and you know it's Joey and Larry and Ricky and Bobby and whatever. Who are the new addition? But whoever it is, and you just say, that's your clientele? Cool. I get it. But if you want to have an establishment where people, and I don't know anything about pay dirt, but you want to have an establishment where, you know, a percentage of the people want to give Trump a chance, why would you do this? Why are people doing this? It's like Starbucks. It only backfires. What's the end? What could possibly come good out of this, even if your clientele is only 20% for Trump in Portland, Oregon? You lose them. What good is that? You lose 20% of your clientele. How many businesses do you know that can afford to lose 20% of their traffic? And by the way, the 20% you're losing, those are the people who probably generate a lot more of your money than you think, because those are your conservatives. Those are the people that bring other folks. Those are the people that don't haggle over stuff. Those are the people that tip very well. I remember a buddy of mine, he ran a karaoke deal. And he would literally have to beg these leftists, and you knew who they were, because these were a bunch of college-age kids that sang all the Dylan and all this other crap, and they believed the hype. And the waitresses, I'll never forget one of the bartenders. She was a waitress bartender. She rolled her eyes at going to serve these guys, and I go, what's wrong with them? She says, these people come here and ask for water. You know, she goes, and the guy who owned the bar said he's going to charge them. She said to me, they don't want to pay, they don't tip. She goes, it's a pain to wait on them. But she loved waiting on our crew. Because we were the guys that came in suits, we threw darts, we sang a couple of songs. We'd bring friends every week, you know, we're paying for them. We didn't care. It was a good time. We tipped the waitresses and the wait staff very well. Everybody enjoyed it. Anyway, I hope this guy, I don't wish him any bad luck, but you know what? He'll get what he gets.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass.
with the ProPure water filter? Start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Do you use Viagra or Cialis? Have you been thinking about trying Viagra or Cialis? What if we could promise you the same results for less than $2 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for Viagra, you're being taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $2. We'll do the math for you. You save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 45 blue pills or 45 yellow pills for $99 and add 5 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call us at 800-590-4987 and get your 50 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for Viagra. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in an unmarked package. Call us right now. 800-590-4987. That's 800-590-4987. 800-590-4987.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
To identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Glad you're with me. I will tell you, you are on the right side of the political spectrum. And I just gave you the side, right? There I did. I did it again. The right side of the political spectrum, right? You getting these hints? Yes, you are. And you know this. You know what's going on because you all you got to do is wake up. Look at whatever news feed you have and you will find out just how crazy things have gotten in America. And I'm going to give you a good example. The other day I looked at the main page of my Google feed. And let me tell you what it had. U.S. lawmakers want Trump to explain giving intelligence to Russia. Trump's the president. He can declassify whatever he wants. I think he's a smart enough guy to know what to give to Russia, what they're not. What did Barack Obama do? Can you imagine seeing something like this? Hillary Clinton allowed people to hack her server. Every agency's been hacked. Barack Obama is giving away more stuff than you can shake a stick at, and that's one of the headlines. Here's another. By the way, that was Reuters. Here's Washington Post. This is the other day. Trump, sharing of sensitive intelligence with Russia was, quote, wholly appropriate. But the Washington Post, I didn't click on it, they're painting it as a negative, like McMaster's has lost his mind. Yeah, he says his decision to reveal this information during a meeting with Russian officials last week was wholly appropriate. How do they know what information was revealed? I mean, I don't know. I haven't looked either. But I'm saying, are they spying on us? We're hearing now, I don't know if you guys saw this story, that Barack Obama spied on Justice Scalia. Here's another one. This will give you an idea of what they're talking about. This is from Washington Post again. Senate GOP leader plays down latest Trump controversy. But then, prior to that, they wrote this. They said something along the lines of, and I'm not looking at it exactly, specifically, but it said something along the lines of, Senate Majority Leader wishes White House would stir up less controversy. All right. Here's another one. Former Obama justice official slams Sessions over drug sentencing reversal. I mean, you got to see these seriously to understand how badly these people hate Donald Trump. And trust me when I tell you guys, he's the one guy that they're going after to get to you. Remember when they used to hate the Tea Party? You haven't heard much about the Tea Party. Because the Tea Party, because of mismanagement by some people like Jenny Beth Martin and others, is no longer the, quote, bad guy. And what they should be focusing on is us. What we should be doing is not allowing them to focus on Donald Trump. We should be stirring up so much controversy at the grassroots level. After all, isn't that what the practice was all about with the Tea Party? Donald Trump is embroiled in foreign policy conflicts that are absolutely ridiculous in nature. But what are we doing? We're allowing them to talk about it. We should be talking about tax policy. We should be talking about immigration. We should be talking about capitalism and the reversal of EPA standards, thanking Donald Trump for this. We should be talking about all the things that have allowed business to flourish. You know what else we should be talking about? I got a note from one of the guys on my staff. He says to me, Kevin, I'm arguing with a liberal at my job. She's like, what has Trump done? I said, has she looked at the unemployment rate? 4.4%. Has she even wondered why we never punched through that magical, mystical $20 trillion mark? That everybody thought, oh my gosh, we're going to punch through this. We're at 20 trillion. We got to 19 trillion and change. And had Barack Obama kept his bony butt in office, we would have punched through 20 trillion with a quickness. It would have been like we punched through with the hammer of Thor. Nobody said a word that it hasn't reached that mark. And in fact, it's gone down $200 billion. What else? You heard much about Syria. You heard much about Iran. You heard much about North Korea. A little bit. There's some scrambling. Now, let me tell you what those regimes are doing. Those regimes are having to evaluate how they're going to deal with us going forward. And you know what? They're not even worrying about the left. They got them in check. They're trying to figure out how to use them. Why aren't we getting involved in that? Well, I am. I'm going to be in Paris meeting with the Iranian resistance at the latter part of June, in order to discuss the strategy to bring back here and to help them to formulate their global strategy to combat Iran's nuclear program, okay? So, anyway, I'm going to be there. What are you going to be doing? I'm not blaming you guys. I'm just saying, are we going to do something to make Donald Trump look good? I'll tell you what I spent 2 hours on the phone with the other day. I was with my accountant. I was with my attorney. We were looking at how do we set up a trust in such a way that we can get donations, tax-deductible donations, utilizing a friend's 501c3, because we have too many projects to manage, and we can't keep assigning our own people to these because our team suffers. So we're setting up the trust. So I got to spend $5,000 and park it in this account, and then get this. I have no way to touch it until we start making grants to these various organizations to get these projects launched. But you know what we did as a team? We said, we got to do it. We're going to do it. So one of the projects we're doing, obviously you guys know we're making the movie, bleedingbluemovie.com. We're also making a companion book that we give out to teens and tweens. It's going to cost $500,000 to launch that project. I'm sweating it every night going, where am I going to find this money? But we're going to do that in conjunction with the movie. Then we just are kicking off a program where we're going to have people calling black radio stations to talk about the conservative message. Every time somebody bashes Trump, we're going to say, oh, really? So what did he do for black colleges and universities? What has he done with HB1 visas? What's the unemployment rate in the community now? How many good jobs, black jobs, did Donald Trump save in Indianapolis, a town that's heavily black, and they work at Carrier, and many others? Do we have to go find these people in the companies or what? So what we're doing is we're looking at this project, and it's going to have some sort of a moniker that implies social impact. Every project that we take on has to have social impact, or we don't do it. That's how we're approaching this. So my hope is that you guys will look at what we're doing and say, you know what? I like this, and it'll be tax deductible. You finally now can. I don't care if you donate $5; it's tax deductible. $20, $50, whatever. And it goes into a trust. And the trust means you trust us to manage it correctly. And what's funny, I'm on the phone for 2 hours being billed, by the way, by an accountant and my attorney in order to figure this out. And he says to me, it's funny, he says, Kevin, who's the beneficiary of this project? And I know it was kind of a setup question, but I was like, the people. And we weren't on a Skype, but I could feel him smile. And he goes, exactly. He goes, that's what's so cool about working with you. It's never about, hey, what's going to happen here? The only thing we're trying to do, honestly, on my team, is mitigate the loss. We lose so much money working on these projects because I have to reassign folks. And they're on my payroll. So you're going to have a social impact organization that's out there fighting on your behalf, setting up all these different things to counter the message. We are setting up the Black Sphere media team, media group, so that we can make sure, you know, we're trying to, because we're a media marketing company. That's what we do. We market a message. So we're out there putting all this stuff up for that reason, and, you know, to make sure that people understand what we've got going here. And we're not doing it for personal gain. We're doing it for you guys. We're doing it for posterity. And unlike the left, who take their little self-indulgent pet projects, we're gay, we're queer, we're here, and all this other crap. I don't care whether the kids that we get adopted are gay or straight. I don't care whether the people, the companies that we help save are gay or straight. I don't care if the kids we get this football gear to are gay or straight. I don't care what a cop is, gay, straight, woman, female, whatever. We're out there to help people with no agenda. How's that? Helping people with no agenda. How's that feel? Feels good to me. Because I don't look at people and go, oh, well, we can't help them because they're Guatemalan midgets. No way. I've already done enough. I've got two of them that are my manservants. No. No. No matter how many Guatemalan midgets I see running around here, that don't mean I'm going to help you. You got to get in line. You don't get special treatment.
Won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.